A word to the heart. Permit us, Lord, to behold again the light of your countenance. May our glad spirits approach again to the throne of grace, receiving grace from the throne. Enable us so to do. Oh, that you would have a word with our heart. May the truth be mighty. May it pierce into the conscience. May it reach the inner man. May those who are born again and those who are afar off receive some good thing. Vain is the help of man. The preacher depends on nothing of his own. But behold, here he is at your feet. Speak through your servant to this great assembly, and let not a word fall to the ground. Neither may there be a deaf ear nor a hard heart. God Almighty, glorify your Son, Jesus. By your Holy Spirit, we ask it for his sake. Amen. April 19th, 1863. A day of delightful remembrance. Gracious God, preserved by your goodness, we are permitted to come up to your house. We desire here to pay our vows in the midst of your people. We hail the Sabbath as a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable. We delight to find ourselves in a place where prayer is accustomed to be made. And we humbly hope that this day our supplications will be heard in heaven. Let our praise be accepted at the throne, and that there will be for each of us a portion of meat in due season. Oh, for the bedewings of the Holy Spirit upon every plant of the Lord's right hand planting. Let every soul be nourished in this house today. As trees planted in the courts of the Lord, so may we flourish and bring forth fruit. May this day be a day to be remembered by us. May your people especially be in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. And though they may not, like John at Patmos, behold the Lord with their visible eyes, yet may they see him spiritually and rejoice in the glory of his presence. Bless the word this morning. The burden of the Lord is upon us. Help us to deliver your word with power. Oh, that you would enable us to plead with sinners. We have sought to plead with God for men. Now may we plead with men for God. Throughout the whole service, may a deep solemnity rest on every mind. May those who know the art of prayer be holding up your servant's hands as did Aaron and Ur. May they be praying like Moses on the mountain, while we like Joshua fight in the plain. Let the Spirit come down upon the unconverted this morning and save them with a great salvation. We ask it for the Savior's sake. Amen. July 5th, 1863. The soul's yearning for God. O Lord, you delight to dwell in the midst of your people, where your saints gather themselves together in the name of Jesus. There are you in the midst of them. Let us feel your presence here throughout all the services of today. Nothing short of this can satisfy us. It is in vain that we see the minister in his place, or that we are unable to join in the customary voice of song. We want to feel that you are here. Our hearts pant after you as pants a thirsty stag for the water brooks. Come and refresh our spirits. Earth shall be made like heaven if you be with us. And if you are absent, your house becomes but as other houses, and the sanctuary itself has lost its power to bless. Father, forgive our sins. Help us to wash our hands in innocency, and so to compass your altar. Father, draw us near to yourself. Let the attractions of heaven overcome the lesser attractions of earth. Close to Jesus may we come this day. Beneath that cross where once did hang our hope, There let us find our joy. May there be today in the hearts of many of your people a renewed consecration to your service. May there be a giving of the Spirit afresh to your people. And oh, let sinners be converted today. While we try to cast the net, do bring them into it. Make the hand strong that shall draw the bow and direct it so exactly that the arrow may find out the joint and the harness. Spirit of God, do not be absent from us, but from the first opening prayer to the last amen, may your power be revealed for Christ's sake. Amen. August 16, 1863. Refresh our waiting spirits. Our Father, delight your children with your presence. Indulge us with your smile. For a little longer we are spared in this valley of tears. But soon we hope to see your face behind the curtain, in the land of the blessed, in the home of your people. Until then, refresh our waiting spirits. Give us drops of heaven's glory before we come to bathe our souls in it. Refresh us with heaven's manna before we sit at the heavenly table. Let us have the clusters of Eshkol before we go up to take possession of this goodly land. And may your people, despite the weakness of the flesh and the infirmities of nature, be so filled with grace that like Moses they may climb to the top of Nebo and have a vision across a stream. Father, which art in heaven, we are persuaded that our great request is none too great for you. Bring us up to heaven now. Illuminate our eyes that we may behold yourself in your own light through Jesus Christ. Be you a help to the speaker and to every hearer for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen. Sorrowing, yet always rejoicing, expecting to receive the precious help of your Holy Spirit, we would wait upon you, O Lord, with all earnestness of desire, with all sincerity of heart, and with all confidence of faith. Oh, that now our fellowship may be with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. May this be a season of access to God through Jesus Christ. May we not stand at a distance from you, but may we now speak to our God as a man speaks with his friend. Our Father, we feel that we must praise and bless your name this morning. You have smitten us during this week. Very many of our families have been made to mourn, but still your strokes are fewer than our crimes and lighter than our guilt. We are constrained to say now when your chastening hand falls upon us, the Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It is impossible for you to do that which is unkind. And if we have received good at your hands, shall we not receive with equal cheerfulness that which appears to be evil? You do well, O Lord, and nothing shall alter us in this our boasting, that in everything you do the best that could be done. We would not only be resigned to your will, but we would feel a divine pleasure and satisfaction in the thought that you have your own will, for you should have it. Who should reign? Who should be the disposer of events but yourself? O our gracious friend and Father, we bless you then with all our hearts for your trying dispensations and for the mercies with which you are pleased to sweeten them. Oh, how good have you been to us, your people. In old eternity you did ascribe our names in the book of life. In the fullness of time, you gave your darling from your bosom, that he might be offered up a sacrifice for us. And then, when the full time was come, you called us by your grace from wandering in the ways of sin unto the paths of righteousness. You took us out of the horrible pit and out of the miry clay. You set our feet upon a rock and established all our goings. Therefore, will we praise the God of grace? While we have any being, we will extol the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And when we leave this clay to be the food of worms, it shall be in confident expectation that our body shall rise again, and our spirit shall mount to heaven, singing as it mounts to look forever into the face of God. Forever to sing the praise of Him who loved us and washed us from our sins in His blood. Oh, that we knew the language of heaven. Would that we could borrow the notes of angels, teach us some melodious sonnet sung by flaming tongues above. Oh, for the music of those golden harps and the notes that fall from perfect lips. Had we our tongues like theirs inspired, like theirs our joy should rise. But until then, good Lord, we offer you such as we have. And since it is perfumed with our Savior's merits and put into the golden censer which waves in His hand, we believe that even our poor frankincense and myrrh shall not be accepted, but that you will receive it through Jesus Christ, the great High Priest. Father, we now desire you to have pity upon us, your children, who have of late erred and strayed, even as we have done aforetime. You have washed us in that fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins. We have found perfect cleansing, but as the priests needed to wash their feet in the laver every day, so do we. Wash us clean again, and as before the judgment seat we are clean, so now before our Father's face let us too be clean. You that dwell in Zion, rid us of corruptions within. Drive out the Canaanites. Some of our besetting sins are like those that have chariots of iron, but drive them out before us by the irresistible power of your grace, until the whole land of Mansoul, in its uttermost length, shall belong to God alone. O Father, we have a thousand wants, and we have but few words in which to express them, but you know them altogether. Our Father which are in heaven, we want to love you more. Sometimes we feel the spirit of adoption and we cry, Abba, Father. But there are times when this world creeps in, and when gloomy doubts prevail, and we fear to call you ours. Strengthen our faith that our love may be strengthened too. You know all things. You know that we love you. Oh, for grace to love you more. And we want to have a greater longing and hungering and thirsting after Christ. We would not be indifferent to His charms. He has given Himself to us. But let us not live as though we were destitute of such a treasure. He is, we hope, dear to us, and all our senses are, our limbs, our passions, or our eyes. Let us live near to Him, or when absent, let us mourn as a dove that laments for her mate. If we may not drink of Him, give us at least grace to hunger and thirst after Him. Most glorious and inestimably precious Jesus, we desire to honor you more. How few are the jewels which we put into your crown. How small is the homage which we pay to you. Help us to live talking of Jesus and walking with Jesus, receiving his image, may our lives be distinct portraits of the life of Christ. May we so live that men may take knowledge of us, that we have been with the Nazarene, and have caught his speech, his manner, and his conduct. Most glorious Spirit, make our bodies temples of the Holy Spirit. Drive out from us everything which would prevent Jesus from dwelling within. Do this until we shall live wholly and only for him. Better to die for Jesus than to live for self. Better to bleed for Jesus than to preserve one's life wholly unsuffering, separated from him. Let this church ever have in its midst a sweet Savior of your ointments. Oh, that the name of Jesus might always charm the members of this church. Whatever others may do, may we fear and love Jesus. Crucify us, nailing us to his cross. Let us die with him. Let us slumber in his grave. And then let us wake up and live only in his resurrection. And may our life be an ascended one, which he has raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Look upon each member of the church now. There are so many families that have been bereaved. We pray for them all. You take away a mother here. You take away a husband there. You remove a child yonder. You are smiting on the right hand and on the left. We would kiss the rod and the hand that wields it. But we pray that the richest consolation may be given, especially to those who through years and infirmities suffer much. We pray that richer consolation than usual may be given where most it is required. Sanctify their bereavements. May the whole of the flock feel that when the shepherd has taken away one after another, it is time for us to be ready for his coming. May the things be as a shout in the midnight. Behold, the bridegroom comes. Go ye forth to meet him. May a deep spirit of earnestness pervade the members. May we walk as those who are Christ's, as men who are alive from the dead and cannot live as they were once accustomed to do. Remember with equal favor the churches of our Lord Jesus Christ. Revive your work in the midst of the years, wherever and by whoever your cross is lifted up. There let the energy of the Spirit be found, and there let sinners believe and live, and let your saints be comforted. Remember those present who are not as yet converted to you. Spirit of God, go forth into their hearts to slay, and like a healing balm, make them whole, wound, and heal, or you must do both. You, great Omega of our souls, be the Alpha of their souls. You who will complete, please begin. Mighty finisher be you, the author. May some man be led to feel that he can go no further. May some sinner be brought this very morning to a dead pause. May he stand still and say, "This will not do. I must reverse my course. No longer will I live unto the world, for that the time past suffices. Now will I live to him." Make our word this morning encouraging and at the same time arousing to your people. And in the evening come up with us, that the word may be specially blessed to unconverted hearts. Father, bless this land. We pray earnestly for our fellow countrymen. Let all nations know their God. Wherever there are wars and strife, let them cease when the end is answered. Let slavery loose her fetters, Let liberty reign everywhere. Let the advent of Christ soon arrive. Let the idols be dashed in pieces. Let all false foundations be raised to the ground. And may he come whose right it is to reign. O Jesus, the world has waited long, and we have heard the word which says, overturn, overturn. But when will you stop the overturn to establish the right of things and to cast down all evil? When will you come to be King of Kings and Lord of Lords? And now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, our Savior, be glory forever and ever. For Jesus Christ's sake, amen.